The One Voice DSM podcast shares the story of major projects and initiatives shaping our region and highlights the key players and the Greater Des Moines Partnership investors who are making them happen. Each episode, you'll learn about a game-changing project and hear an in-depth conversation with community leaders who are helping drive it forward with one voice and one mission as one region. Let's listen to the interview. Welcome to the One Voice DSM podcast. I'm Tiffany Tauschek, and I'm the Chief Operations Officer at the Greater Des Moines Partnership. Today's recording is part of our special major project series, where we are exploring a number of game-changing projects that are in the works here in Greater Des Moines. I'm pleased to be joined today by Angela Connolly, who is Chair of the Polk County Board of Supervisors, and Greg Edwards, President and CEO of Catch Des Moines. As you may know, the Lordson Skate Park, which is the largest skate park in the country, is set to open in May in downtown DSM. In conjunction with the grand opening, the skate park will also host the Dew Tour from May 20th to the 23rd. This event will serve as the only U.S.-based global Olympic skateboard qualifying event in 2021 in advance to this summer's Olympics in Tokyo. It will include the World Skate Sanctioned Men's and Women's Skateboarding Street and Park Competitions. Wow, this is a major event. We are so excited to have it here in Greater Des Moines because it really does further establish the Lordson Skate Park as a venue with a global reach. To hear more about the details and tell us more about the Dew Tour, please welcome Angela Connolly and Greg Edwards. Thanks for joining us, guys.
Glad to be here.
The Lordson Skate Park is, as you both know, a project that has been years in the making. To start it off, Angela, would you just give a little bit of the background and the history of how we got to this place where the Lordson Skate Park exists?
Sure. You're right. It's been in the makings for a long time. And it was really a grassroots effort led by a community organization, which really started probably a decade ago. And it wasn't really picking up a lot of momentum when it came to the fundraising aspect. There was still a lot of excitement with everybody in that organization, but they really needed help. They laid a lot of groundwork and really got folks excited about the skate park. They were talking about where to place it, what it would look like, how many amenities they needed. And they even drafted up some preliminary drawings, but when it came to fundraising, they really needed a little help. And that's when really we stepped in and formed a committee.
Angela, you helped lead that committee as one of the chairs alongside Chris Hensley and Brad Anderson. Greg, you were also on that campaign cabinet team helping fundraise for this. Tell us a little bit about some of the responses that you received from the community when you were making those calls.
Okay, well, once we formed the steering committee and I was asked to co-chair with my good friend Christine Hensley and Brad Anderson, we pulled together private and public folks and that led us through these fundraising efforts. And we emphasized what this project would mean to our community. We knew it would bring great things. We had renewed our commitment from the city and the county, both financially and the excitement, and we were fortunate enough to really kick off this project with a large contribution from Nick's and Virginia Lauritsen. And that's really what turned the corner from us, that huge financial commitment. That was such a big win. And it really set the tone for this project and gave us the momentum that we needed to finish our fundraising efforts as we began to make those calls out in the community with all of our other private folks in the businesses. It was a lot easier once we got that large commitment from Next in Virginia.
Well done, Angela. Really, really excited about it. And the fact that, like you touched on, it really makes a big difference to have a public-private partnership on a big project like this. And your leadership played a key role in getting us to this place. So thank you again. And we now get a kick it off and open it officially with this incredible event called the Dew Tour. And Greg, tell us a little bit about how it was that you and your team were able to land this major event here in downtown DSM.
Yeah, you know, we were so excited day one when this group first started meeting and I was asked to join their advisory board and get involved. And right then we started researching, you know, what kind of skateboarding events are out there across the country. And there's quite a few of them. You know, there's the Dew Tour, which is one of the biggest, but there's Monster Energy, there's Red Bull. There's all kinds of different events out there. So we began, you know, making contacts with all these organizations. And really the first organization we reached out to was USA Skateboarding. And we got a great response back from the CEO of the Olympic governing body. And he was all excited about the skate park. And then when we started connecting with these other organizations, they too were excited. Primarily when we talked to them about, hey, it's going to be designed by an architectural firm called California Skate Parks. Well, they were all very familiar with that term, California Skate Parks, and they knew they built quality facilities and quality venues and things like that. And so that kind of jacked them up too. And then when we told them, by the way, we're going to have the largest skate park in the United States. And they were like, in Des Moines, Iowa? Or Des Moines, Idaho? No, Iowa. But, you know, so they got all excited about it. So, you know, we continued to stay in touch with the, especially the Dew Tour, knowing that they had this big event coming up in 2021. We also had inklings that maybe California wasn't going to be welcoming outside visitors and things like that. So that was kind of a coup for us, too. Made contact, continue to make contact. Finally, in January, they came in and did a site visit with us. They were just overwhelmed. Even though the week they were here was 25 below zero, the skate park was snowed under. You really couldn't even see it. But they were overwhelmed by the city, by the hospitality they experienced here. And it just kind of went from there.
Excellent. Well, kudos to you and your team, Greg, at Catch Des Moines, for booking this major, major event. What a great way to open officially the largest skate park in the country. We know that the Dew Tour brings with it, obviously, a lot of national and international exposure. And as you both know, Greater Des Moines was recently recognized by City Revive in an article that titled, Des Moines Ramps Up Sporting Life with a Mecca of Ultimate Complexes. And of course, the Lordson Skate Park project was named as one of those new top sports venues to watch in 2021 by Sports Travel Magazine as well. So how much does this sort of national recognition help with the work that you're doing to draw more people to Des Moines?
You know, it helps us tremendously. You look at things that we take for granted, like the Iowa caucuses that are here every 4 years. And Tiffany, you and the partnership have been instrumental in helping us manage those. But just the exposure that these events get, you know, there's so many people, as I jokingly said earlier, Des Moines, Idaho, but people don't know a lot about Des Moines, Iowa across the country, especially if you're in California or in the Northeast coast or what have you. So these kind of events really, really help us get the word out. Number one. Number two, this is a new niche market for us. And, you know, we've been very successful in bringing in a lot of different niches, whether it be the National Square Dancers or the National Mustang Car Show, you know, all these different niche markets. So this is a new one for us, and it really kind of goes hand in hand with what the partnership is doing, what the State Economic Development Group is doing, and that's try to lure more young people into Iowa. And that's what this audience is. I mean, it's a younger audience. You know, we all had skateboards when we were kids, but ours were made out of, you know, roller skate wheels and on a piece of 2x4 or whatever. Now they're like $6,000 boards, but you know, the exposure it will get us, and it gets us worldwide exposure. I mean, this is going to be an Olympic sport. This is an Olympic qualifying event, the only one in the U.S. So it's going to get us great, great exposure.
And it's going to be broadcast, right? It's going to be on TV, the event. So people that can't make it down to the site can actually follow along via TV.
It is. It's going to be on NBC Sports. It'll be on NBC regular TV and then NBC, their sports network. It can be viewed all across the world as well.
That's excellent. Do you know about how many skaters they will have here? Can you tell us anything else about the tour itself, what we might be able to expect?
Yeah, our understanding is they'll have up to about 300 skaters. I can give you a little inside info that we've already heard from a couple of our hotels that one of the hotels has booked a Japanese contingency here coming in about 2 weeks before the event. Another one of the hotels has booked an Australia contingency. And I'm talking like 15 to 20 rooms with each of these big skateboarders, their families, their fan base, their coaches and what have you. So it's significant. I mean, this is going to be an international event, and it's just going to be really, really cool.
It's a great way to kick off the summer for us and getting some normalcy back. We really need this economic boom. It's just fabulous that it's all happening next month.
Yeah, to your point, Angela, this is something that will draw people down to the skate park, but also hopefully to support our local restaurants and retail shops downtown and throughout the entire region, as in addition to all those hotels.
Right. That is one of the reasons I think the Dew Tour picked us, not only because it's such a beautiful site along the river and it's close to all the restaurants and other venues they can walk to. The people, you know, it was all about the people too that they met with. It's just it's a great atmosphere. It will be a fun experience for anybody that comes downtown.
That's excellent. And as you know, this project is just one of many projects that are in the works or nearing completion around our region. And for example, it will be, as you mentioned, Angela, right alongside the river. The skate park's it's right there next to the river. And that's going to be one of the sites of the Central Iowa Water Trails project, which I know you both are heavily involved with working on as well. So from your perspectives, why is it so important that we continue to invest in these major projects, even during this time?
Well, first of all, having this right next to the river, the setting is really, it's almost breathtaking to think that it's right there in the heart of our downtown. And any time that we can promote activities for quality of life and attractions, it just gets more people down there. It helps us retain our workforce, which everyone needs. As Greg mentioned before, you know, this is not just about youth, but adults alike are going to come down and watch the kids skate. They build their own community down there. We want people to be able to live, work, and play here. And this, I just couldn't be more proud of our community, making sure that this has become a reality. And this is what businesses want. They want more things for their folks to do and get excited about. We're going to attract more people, not only to come here to work, but also just to live here because of this skate park and its location and all the other great things that our community puts together.
Yeah, you know, I think it's critical that these, you look at this location, which is ironic because it's right across the street from Wells Fargo Arena, which is one of our biggest and best facilities in the entire state for bringing in rock concerts and ice skating and hockey and football and all the great things that they do there. To have the skate park right there, and then as Angela just mentioned, to have the Central Iowa Water Trails right there on the river. You've got the Women of Achievement Bridge right there, connecting you to East Village, which is, you know, another really cool factor about the downtown Des Moines area. So there's so many connecting points just right there. And that's what makes a great city.
One of the things that we talk about too, and you both have touched on regarding just talent recruitment, is that we know that people are more likely to move here after they've visited here. So this is really that first step in getting those new talent to consider moving to Des Moines in the future. So really, really appreciate all of your efforts. And I cannot wait to see those beautiful shots of downtown and the skate park on national television. How exciting. I just have to ask, as we are thinking about the skate park and the Dew Tour, and you're going to be watching all these amazing professional skaters as they're doing all these really cool tricks on the Dew Tour. What trick are you going to try on your skateboards?
I'm probably going to do the double backflip half gainer split legged flop.
That sounds amazing.
I'm going on the park course. I'm sure I'll probably do it. Start from the wow sculpture, because that is going to be unbelievable. And then head right to the park course, all wrapped up in a bubble.
Oh, we can't wait to see it, Angela. And Greg, your flop sounds amazing. We will all be taking lessons. And seriously, though, if you want to take lessons, we have a great new organization. And Angela, would you mind touching on that one real quickly?
Yeah, Skate DSM, you know, this all started because of youth, right? And we know that they build community. And really, for $100, you could buy a skateboard. They're not that expensive, Greg, especially when you're learning this sport. So what I like about this, that's why I fell in love with skateboarding when we talked about, are we going to make this skate park or not? Because it's for youth to be outside, get off the technology. They get friends. We're going to put on these clinics for kids that want to learn. Both my grandkids have already signed up for all four sessions. There's going to be a clinic starting the end of May, going through June. And we have that new organization led by Norm Sturzenbach. We've got a committee already set. And we're off and rolling just for these youth to get excited about skateboarding. And kids will teach kids. The older kids teach the younger kids. And they're all down there watching and learning. They're talking to each other. It's something just so great to watch. That's what they tell me. I'm so excited about that. Just having the youth down there, getting excited, being outside, being outdoors, and getting off electronics.
Hear, hear. Greg, Angela, thank you again. Thanks for your leadership. Thanks for your time today. We are so excited to see the Lordson Skate Park officially open and to kick off a global event in downtown DSM because of your leadership and your vision. Thanks again to our audience for joining us on the One Voice DSM podcast. And thanks for everything you do to drive growth in DSM USA.